Manager at Nana Morrison Soul Food, now open, serving lunch and dinner every day. Come on in.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Amen. See, some of us need to extend our time of praise. You don't open your mouth and say thank you to Jesus till you come into here. Till you come here. All the rest of the time is murmuring. Then you hit the doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. I'm exaggerating there, but it's true. How many take time on the job to pause and see and thank God? How often in the course of a day in your life do you thank God? I mean, really thank God. Let the saints be joyful in glory. God is saying, take me out of the box. Let me become real big in your life. Let me become so big that you're not ashamed. Amen. In front of people to give me praise. You're not ashamed to jump and shout. You're not ashamed to say hallelujah. You're not ashamed to sing songs of Zion. You're not ashamed to run around. You're not ashamed to dance and shout. Get him out of the box. I said, let him out of the box. The saints need to be joyful in glory, not just in a service, all the time. Tell somebody he's been better than that. He's been good to me. That's the first thing. Let the saints be joyful in glory. How is it that you can only think positive and think about God when you get in church or in the meeting, but your Bible collects dust all the rest of the time? Why you working the remote? We don't miss no playoff games. Some got that program, I don't know what it is, NFL, where you got all the games on. There was a brother, was a TV analyst, and he sold his house in Detroit. One of our brothers, one of his sons in the church, bought his house. He had 22 televisions in it. A television in every room. He was a former NBA player, but he had a television in every room to watch the. See, that's kind of like some of us. Instead of bringing Jesus in, this here in my life, try to separate that life from the life of God. Tell somebody, let God out of the box. He want to get in your business. He want to get in your stuff. He want to get involved with stuff. Because see, when God touches something, it's different. You might be skilled and be able to do something, but let God touch it. Let God get involved with it. Let God expand it. Let God enlarge it. So the first thing, get it back up to Psalm 149, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful and go. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. That means a lot. You know, when you're in the shower, ain't nothing wrong with singing. Even though you can't sing, sing anyway. Just, you know, if you can't sing, don't be trying to sing around people all the time. But, you know, you get on your own in your car where, you know, can't nobody hear you. Go to singing. Well, what are we talking about? Well, singing, it means let the saints be joyful. You're expressing joy. This is the decade of pay. Let some praise come out of your mouth. Let some joy come out of your mouth. Let God know, Lord, I appreciate you. I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you for what you're doing in my life right now. I thank you that my future is bright. You got to learn to give God praise other than just in a service. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing upon their bed. In the grocery store, people ought to know you got the joy of the Lord. Don't let the devil trick you. The moment you leave here, your countenance changed. You like, until you get outside, get in your car. Till next Sunday, because you don't come on Wednesday. One service a week is good enough for me. No, you're missing out on all that God has for you. Because we have an executive order, amen, to enforce judgments. Get it back up for me, if you will. Next verse. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. This is an honor that all the saints should have. Tell somebody there's people to yet be delivered. Come on, tell them cities to be freed. Come on, tell them there are nations to be won. Come on, somebody say there are regions to be liberated. And we are his battle axe. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. What do you think a high praise is? It ain't a low praise. It's the opposite of a low praise. Come on, a high praise. See, some of us got real big mouths. Ain't no wrong with it if you use it right. Tell somebody right now, open your big mouth. I mean, it's almost obvious. A high praise means that I'm praising God high. I'm giving God high praise. Not low praise, high praise. I'm giving God my hallelujahs. I'm giving God a loud praise. I'm giving God a mighty praise. We're talking about a high praise. Let a high praise be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a high praise. I might not be able to do that in Walmart, but I can do it right here. Hallelujah! That's what we come to do. We are here to enforce the judgments that are written. So the first thing he says is a high praise. You got to break through some barriers. You got to displace some evil spirits. You got to create an environment. You got to adjust an atmosphere. How do you do it? With your praise. I said, with your praise. Don't let the devil steal your praise. Don't let people block your praise. Don't you let your praise get away from you. Praise is what we do. Praise is who we are. Yeah. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, if you choose not to open your big mouth that I gave you. Moses tried to tell the Lord, I can't talk. He said, Moses, I made your mouth. I can't talk. I made your mouth. Tell me what you can't do. He said, if you refuse to praise me, I'll have the rocks to cry out. You know, there's a whole lot of folks that don't praise God. And so the rocks are crying out. You know how the rocks are crying out? Anthropology.
Amen, amen, amen.
Anthropology, the rocks are crying out. Folk won't give God the proper praise and the proper honor. So there are digs where they find out all kind of things. Indisputable evidence of this happening and that happening and the Bible being true. If you don't give God witness, the rocks will give him a witness. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, ain't nobody gonna have to praise for me. I'm a praise for myself. Come on, say, tell somebody, I'm a praise for myself. You don't have to praise for me. I'm a praise God for myself. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Break on through the atmosphere. Set the environment. Welcome his presence. Push back the darkness. Bind up the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the revolutionaries. We come to revolutionize some stuff. We didn't come to compromise. We're not here to play games. We're here to take over some stuff. We're here to take back some stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And let there be a two-edged sword in their hand. The word of God is the sword. We're not talking about, you know, Peter drew his little old knife and cut off somebody's ear. Right? He didn't know no better. Like some of us, you don't know no better. So you carry your little knife. You cut people's ears off. See, when you fight after the flesh, you cut people's ears off. They ain't hearing no more. The Lord said, Peter, put away your sword. They that live by the sword, that natural sword, shall die by that natural sword. And that's not just taking away your natural life. Your spiritual life will die when you live by that sword. You'll be fighting all the wrong battles.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
There is power